This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. In this segment in particular, we're going to focus on investing in the resource sector. We have on the line with us Jayant Bhandari, a regular guest on this program. Jayant is a outside advisor to a lot of the big money players in the mining sector. I know every conference I go to, I get a chance to sit down with Jayant, as well as a number of other, let's say, speakers and players in this sector. So Jayant, I met up with you, I think it was at the tail end of last week, and we were talking about your investing philosophy for the resource sector. And we were discussing how there's been so many companies that have made very nice moves this year alone. And obviously some of these companies you'd expect have gotten a little ahead of themselves. Your comment on what you are doing with your portfolio, I want you to share with our audience. So please, Jayant, let us know what you are doing inside your portfolio right now.
Thanks for having me, Corey. What is a very important message that I learned in 2011 was that one must protect his capital. What I see right now in the mining industry, in the junior mining industry, is a huge amount of frothiness. If a newsletter writer releases a recommendation for a company, its share price tends to rise up by 20, 30, 40%. In my view, this is completely irrational, and this is based and backed by greed of the people. They fail to protect their capital when they participate in this kind of feeding frenzy. What I want investors to do is to focus on companies that might have gone unappreciated by the market for a variety of reasons, and then invest a bigger chunk of their money in those kind of companies in which they see inherently good value, not participate in feeding frenzy.
You know, people have a tendency to follow newsletter writers almost too much. There are a lot of letter writers out there. The ones that we have on our show, I want to stress, are people who are pretty transparent. You know, they don't necessarily write up companies because they're getting paid to write them up. They don't necessarily write up companies because they are, you know, they have a big position in the companies, and if they do, oftentimes they don't disclose that. So it's very important to follow letter writers that are actually credible, number one, and number two, to not even be concerned about the other ones. But I have to say that I think that your philosophy really holds true regardless of the source of the newsletter, Jayant. You really have to look at the fundamentals of each and every company, I think, before you write a check for stock.
Now, Jayant, for the fundamentals for certain companies, where do you find that you're focused right now? Where are you finding the highest quality?
Well, the best quality, Corey, in the junior mining industry is consistently in low liquidity stocks, companies that don't trade much and hence are not followed by either brokers, newsletter writers, or big money managers. So the result is that if you try to pay more attention to illiquid, unexciting looking companies, that is where I think a lot of value is even today, because they have not been seen by most of the people in the investment community.
I think ferreting out the ones that are under the radar, for lack of better terms, right now is a really good idea. How do you do that, Jayant?
I just follow the news releases, and these are the kind of companies that are small companies you come across. And, you know, there's also a lot of mergers and acquisition news that continue to come out. And these mergers and acquisitions offer you 10, 20% arbitrage upside, which actually gives you a very good opportunity to protect your capital. It reduces your downside risks hugely. And that is where I like to pay a lot of attention to. If you follow the news releases, you will come across such companies.
Now, Giant, in all fairness, these merger and acquisition, especially arbitrage situations, they work very well in bull markets when the tide seems to lift all water, because mergers and acquisitions do take time to complete, and if you can find a stock that is undervalued compared to who they are merging with, then you can make not only that difference, but then also what the bull market seems to raise, its inherent price. Can you share some current arbitrage situations that you're looking at?
There's a company called Gold Mountain. The ticker is GUM, and it is currently trading at 26.5 cents. The arbitrage upside that it is currently offering you is about 20 to 30%, depending on the share price of the company that is acquiring it. So Gold Mountain is also is offering you a very good arbitrage upside. Also, Gold Mountain has a very good gold project in British Columbia. So this is one company that I think offers you a nice upside with a very low amount of risk.
Explain to our listeners, if you would, exactly what you mean by arbitrage upside.
So this company is being acquired by a company called Lowell Copper, and Lowell Copper is paying more than one share of Lowell Copper to Gold Mountain shareholders. The result is that that means that Gold Mountain will today get a value of about 33 cents for each share of Gold Mountain that they buy. So that is how you get this arbitrage upside, because the market as it stands today is not doing a simple one-line math, which is the arbitrage upside, the upside based on the merger ratio.
No, John, in full disclosure, I hold Gold Mountain, and I believe you do as well, and you do continue to buy at around these current levels, don't you?
I have bought a lot of Gold Mountain today at 26.5 cents, and I will continue to buy it at 26.5 cents. I won't chase it, though, Corey, because that's how you destroy the upside for yourself.
So, Giant, any other deals, arbitrage situations that you are seeing?
There's a Rossbeatty company, Odin Mining. It is acquiring another company in Ecuador called Ecuador Gold, and the ticker is EGX. EGX is currently trading at 68 cents, and the merger ratio is a bit vague and complex. Having gone through all the numbers, and there's always a possibility of an error here, I get a value of about 80 cents for each EGX share. It is currently trading at 68 cents. I'm not going to chase it. I do own a bit of it. I bought it at 51 cents, and I'm looking for weakness in EGX below 68 cents to accumulate more. Again, an arbitrage upside and in the hands of a very good player in the market, Rossbeatty.
In terms of these companies that you mentioned, though, in the interest of full disclosure, you do own all of these companies. Is that correct?
I own it, and I'm today continuing to buy Gold Mountain, and I will buy EGX if it falls below 68 cents.
Well, Giant, I know when you and I talk about these arbitrage ideas and opportunities, you've been looking at these for the last, I'd say, over a year and a half now. And if you look back at how these deals have played out, many of them have been very successful. Obviously, that doesn't mean that they all will be, but when you dive into these numbers and look at the underlying assets that are being merged with and maybe the mentality behind the companies that are entering these agreements, you can see that by companies coming together, combining resources, whether that is a property or a company with money in the bank, it can be very valuable and I think very good for the industry to see, again, this almost cleaning out. Giant, always enjoyable chatting with you. Thanks for sharing some of your investment insights. Everybody, stick around. We're going to be right back, continuing on with the second hour.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. On this segment, Al and I have a new guest with us, and this guest is running her own, let's call it online investment seminar next week. It is free for everybody to join. We will be providing a link on our website, but we want to get a little bit more information. Her name is Jamie Varnhagen. She runs what is called the Self-Directed Club, dealing with self-directed investments. Her online seminar, though, is called Self-Directed Wealth Summit. you can sign up and listen to all of the presentations, I believe, starting mid-next week. So, Jamie, first of all, can you please introduce yourself and explain how you got into organizing this summit?
Absolutely. Thank you, Corey. So I've been working in finance for a number of years, about 10 years now, and I started out my career working on the institutional side of the business, and I started using a self-directed IRA as part of my retirement planning portfolio very early on in my career. And so as I learned more and more about what self-directed investing really means, it became something that I found myself very passionate about, and I was achieving some results that were very, very significantly better than what a lot of my friends and colleagues and family members were achieving with, you know, investing through retail brokerage kind of menu style option accounts. And so I found myself in a financial position where I could branch out and really focus on making these high potential alternative investments available to everybody. So that's what the Self-Directed Club is all about. And the Self-Directed Summit of Wealth Summit event is something that we're hosting so that we can really open the door, send an invitation on a larger scale to everybody to get involved and learn more.
A couple of things I want to stress for you, Jamie. One of them is, Corey mentioned, people can listeners can sign up for this. And the point of the matter is, the fact of the matter is, if they sign up, there's really, initially, there's no charge, and people just can come in and take advantage of it, and if they like it, continue on to the second day, which I think is admirable on your part. I also want to say that Corey and I did a daily editorial with Chris last Thursday where we talked about passive investors and active investors, and you're talking about reaching active investors, and I applaud you for that, because that really is the segment of the population that we are looking at, active investors, not people who are just going to walk into that local brokerage firm and say, here, I've got $100,000, do something with it. We have people who are very well informed, act almost on a daily basis in their own active accounts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we highly advocate for taking a self-directed approach to your finances. I mean, no one's going to achieve your goals for you. You have to, this day and age, you really have to take it into your own hands and go out and do that. So there's certainly a lot of value that's going to be presented in terms of the hands-on experience of our expert panelists that are going to be presenting throughout the event. You're going to take away a lot of very valuable information. It's going to be a lot of eye-opening, very interesting stuff that you're going to hear. So while it is free, it's definitely at the same time very valuable, and we invite everyone, even if, you know, if you're passively investing and you're curious what it means to take a more active approach, it's something that's going to be very eye-opening, and you're going to realize what the possibilities and the potential really is.
Jamie, can you share with us who some of the speakers are, preferably some of the more maybe well-known ones that our audience would know about, and the topics, if you do know of them, which they will be focusing on?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when we talk self-directed investing, I mean, it's not a term that has a technical meaning within the industry. So just to make that distinction, it's something where we're talking about, you know, if you're self-directing your portfolio and you're managing your brokerage account, or you even want to get outside of that and invest in real estate, invest in precious metals, do some lending, there's a whole world of investment opportunities. So we have some experts who are joining us, everyone from advisors to investment experts to custodial trust companies. And they're going to put the, you know, what we're aiming to do is give you all the pieces of the puzzle to make the big picture clear for you about how that's done, or, you know, what the options are done at a very high level. So we have one advisor who's doing some really innovative work in within the wealth management industry. His name is Kirk Chisholm, and his advisory firm is called Innovative Advisory Group. So he talks about taking an approach to wealth management, which includes alternatives and traditional investments. We have some custodial trust companies that are going to explain what it means to have an IRA or a 401k, which can be invested outside of the stock market. We're covering everything from the hardware, which is the IRA or 401k itself, to the investment strategy, and then we expand on it from there and include some professional support services such as tax consultants, legal consultants, so you know that you have the professional support that you need in order to get your investments done successfully and properly.
You know, the latter segment that you just brought up, I think, is something that a lot of people have a tendency to overlook. You know, doing something independently by yourself, you know, is really important. I mean, that's what I've been doing all my life, and I've been in this business for almost 40 years. Having said that, you really need to have a tax consultant on your side, and you really need to check the legality of what you are doing. You don't necessarily have to have an attorney, in my opinion, but you really need to look into the situation as to what you are doing. And typically, your tax advisor can advise on that.
Absolutely. There are a lot of considerations. And when you take any time you're going to take something under your own wings and pursue that yourself, you need to know that you're doing it properly and according to the rules. Of course, there are a list of rules that are determined by the IRS and published. But as long as you're transacting within those rules, there's a whole world of possibilities for you. And when you're making money and you're compounding interest and you're growing that money tax-free or tax-deferred by using the IRA or the 401k plan, there's truly something profound that you can done through that. So that's the process that we're trying to introduce and really expand on.
Jamie, for those people that are listening on the radio and don't have access to their computer right now or our website right now, where can they find more information?
Yeah, absolutely. If you go to www.selfdirectedsummit.com, you'll see the event page and the link to register is right there, very easy to access. So I do encourage everyone to take a look. It's a very interesting, outlines the agenda, outlines the what we're trying to accomplish throughout the event and how to best use the information that's being presented effectively and efficiently. So do visit the site, selfdirectedsummit.com. You'll see all the information there.
You know, Jamie, the only comment I would make in closing here is that you folks out there need, I'm sure most of our listeners, I know that most of our listeners, you guys wouldn't be listening to our show if you weren't an active investor, but this is more than just a hobby. This is a passion, certainly for people like myself and Corey and Chris Temple and obviously for Janie. I mean, we love doing this type of stuff. And, you know, and quite frankly, being an active investor makes, in my opinion, as I said in the interview with Chris, truly, life truly worth living. Janie, we hope you get a lot of folks who attend this thing. It's a very valuable exercise that you are undergoing here, and both Corey and I applaud you for doing that. We'll get you back on the show in the near future, and we can talk about how this thing worked out for you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert. expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to the second hour of the Weekend Edition. We are chatting about a company right now, and Corey and I do have a financial interest in this company in the sense that they are sponsors on our site. We have been involved with this company for quite some time now. Falco Resources, Vince Metcalf, the CFO of the company, is with us right now. On his way to New York, I might add. By the way, any listeners you have in New York, if you would like to meet up with Vincent, simply contact us either by email or through our blog. Vincent, how about an update on the company?
Great. Absolutely. Thank you. So, we've been pretty busy, as we've said in the past. We've got four drills running at the moment, a total program of 20,000 meters on two different targets. First target being the Horn 5 West extension, where we already have a 6.6 million ounce resource. Essentially what we're doing there this year is hopefully trying to target the low-hanging fruit. We believe there's a good extension possibility there. So we have 10,000 meters that we'll be doing. Results should be coming out very shortly. We've been at this program for the last 2 months, so we've already completed some holes. Obviously, we had to log those holes. We sent it to the assay lab. So we should see some news flow out of the Horn very, very shortly. And on the back of that, as of 2 weeks ago, we've actually mobilized drills on the Camon extension program, which that's another 10,000 meter program. And that's really a, you know, discovery type target. We're working blind here, but from historical results, this mine had actually produced 2.5 million ounces. So from that point of view, unfortunately, we don't have the historical data because they burnt in the fire in the 1980s. So we know there's stuff there. And that's why we're going at this target and drilling 10,000 meters this year. And hopefully by the end of, you know, at one point during Q4, we'll have some data out of Caiman. So, you know, that's a very, very interesting target from our point of view. And on the back of that, as you know, we've published our initial PEA in May last year, or this year, and we're working very, very hard at bringing the project from a PEA level to a feasibility level. So we've been very active on the technical side, on the metallurgical side, on the engineering side, from a feasibility point of view, which we believe we'll be completing by mid-2017. So very, very active time for us at the moment. And, you know, with our feasibility results and work that we're doing at the moment, we'll be also updating the resource at some point during Q4.
So, Vincent, you guys are very busy, especially with this drilling and the resource update. I want to talk a little bit more about Caiman, simply because this is a new area, as you mentioned. You obviously think that there is potential here, but by putting these drill holes in there, what do you hope to prove with this drilling?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, essentially, Caiman at first was really more of an infrastructure play because we are using the Caiman shaft to access the Horne 5 deposit. But at first, as I said, it was really more of an infrastructure play. However, given that we'll be using that shaft, we'll be rehabilitating that shaft and really using it to haul all our Horne 5 ore to surface, we figured, you know what, let's go and check out what's around that area so that if we do find some material, before we even have to end up hauling ore from Horne 5, we'll go and figure out if there's something around there. And as I said before, you know, Horne was the big mine. They produced 11 million ounces out of that deposit. However, you know, Caiman was a very significant mine back then. They mined 2.5 million ounces out of there. So we know there's potential, but, you know, we're working blind at the moment. So we have to figure out if there's some gold still left in the system. And we believe that there's a good possibility that there is gold there.
Vince, I've got a question for you. Now, you're going to be traveling quite a bit over the next couple of months or so. And then, obviously, the tough weather is going to come in the part of the world where you guys have your assets. But in terms of what's going on with the company from a development standpoint, and what not necessarily where we are today, but where we're going to be at the end of 2016, can you give us some insight into that?
Yes, absolutely. We'll be very, very far down the road on the feasibility. We've already also started the environmental impact assessment, so that will be very, very advanced. On the top of that, we've slowly been adding some technical guys to our team as far as for the development of the project. So where we stand today is, you know, we will be building this mine. We think we have all the necessary elements and the team members to bring this project forward and deliver returns to the shareholders. As I said in a previous interview, you know, it's the same team that delivered over $3 billion in returns to shareholders through the build of Canadian Malartic and the Osisko One company. So we have the same strong, experienced team, and we want to move this as quickly as possible because we know that's the way to create shareholder value.
Well, Vincent, I have to say, after meeting Sean Rosen and talking with him at the Sprott Show, I have the utmost faith in what the team around you is capable of. One other aspect that I want to talk about that I guess was maybe came into the news was a little bit of an issue earlier on this year. That's the Glencore situation. I think a lot of our listeners do know about this. I guess let's call it a situation, but can you recap what happened earlier in the year and where this stands?
Absolutely. So essentially the reason Glencore is somewhat involved with Falcor is that we actually bought the asset from Xstrata Copper at the time, which became Glencore along the last few years. And when we bought that asset, it came with a back-end trigger. Essentially, when we released our new resource earlier in January, we triggered that back-end. And Glencore had somewhere, you know, a period of around 6 months to figure out if they wanted to back in or not into the deposit. And they have a back-in right of 65% in exchange of potentially paying three times the amount of exploration that we spent on the project. So that's around $35 million. And now that period is coming to an end over the next 2 to 3 weeks, if you want to say. So we should have some clarity on that point of view. We, you know, from where we stand, we haven't heard much from Glencore, but we'd be surprised if they were to back in into this, into the project, because in the end, it's a gold project. It's too small for them. So we'd be surprised to see them show up to the race, but you never know. But, you know, we believe that in the end, we have the team and we have the proper connections in Quebec to move this project as quickly as possible. And we believe we are the team to put this thing in production.
You know, I got to tell you, Vincent, one of the things about being in this industry that is so much fun is the fact that, you know, when successes come along, I mean, you'd be the first one to agree with me when you, you know, when I make the comment that maybe about, you know, 10, 15, 20% of junior mining companies really get to the point of becoming a senior company that you guys are at right now. And it is so much fun to watch your progression of how you guys take current assets, which I'm not saying they're minimal, but I'm saying that when you first got involved, you know, you had a lot of work to do to do some proving up, et cetera, et cetera. And now you're at the point where you are just right around the corner from turning this thing into yet another very successful mining operation in the area, which is one of the most prolific locations in all of Canada, Eastern or Western. You happen to be in Eastern Canada, but it is really, really gratifying for me to see things like this work out. And I the only comment I can make at this point is congratulations to you and your team. It is just really instills my faith in the resource industry when we see progress like this. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. We're going to be right back to wrap up the show.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105. For a recorded message.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Hey, welcome back here to wrap up the weekend edition. Corey and I are chatting with a friend, Chris Temple, right now. You know, I just want to make one comment about Falco Resources, and that is, I know that area really, really well. I am somewhat emotionally attached to the area that they are working in. Vanity Capital that I'm involved with is also working in that area. So please, whenever I make any comments, keep in mind, whether it's Falco Resources or whether it's Vanity Capital, this is definitely not investment advice. Okay, this is also not investment advice, but it's some great reporting and opinions on what's happening, what happened today with the meeting in Jackson Hole. Chris, you know, it really, as Corey and I talked about Thursday in our daily market wrap, the Fed really, again, didn't say anything. You know, yeah, we may have an interest rate increase at some point this year, and then again, what the heck, we may not. And I have to say, I think the markets probably took it as being pretty much pablum, as I did, you know, as evidenced by the fact that the Dow went down virtually 100 points after Yellen made her speech. The S&P went down 11.17, and the NASDAQ went down 18. I don't think anybody is really taking her seriously, because she is a spokesperson for an organization that is really not really saying, I don't think, anything. I don't want to use the word feasible. I guess I would use the word not really saying anything of substance, and hasn't said anything of substance, in my opinion, for quite some time now. What are your comments, bud?
Well, you know, her speech was an excuse for traders to lurch one way and then the other. Before the Dow dropped triple digits, it was up triple digits after speech was released, largely because people were thinking that, well, she's more optimistic about the economy. But look, number one, this was billed to begin with, as it always is at this particular meeting in Wyoming at the end of the summer. It's a policy walk speech. This has had little to do in substance with what the Fed may or may not do. That's number one. So anyone who thought they were going to get any real signal out of this, I don't know what they were smoking. Secondly, this is a woman whose words are to be trusted no more than those of another woman who is in the news right now running for one of the major two parties for president. Mrs. Yellen so many times has told us one thing, then it's something else, then it's something else. We're going to do this. No, maybe we're not. She's Lucy pulling a football away from Charlie Brown. And so a lot of people in the recent past, I think, have kind of thrown up their hands. And like one commentator said the other day, just shut up. do what Paul Volcker used to do. We'll get up one morning, come to our desk, and there'll be a press release, simple one-sentence press release from the Fed. By the way, we raised interest rates last night. Have a nice day. The rest of this stuff is just getting really, really old. That said, it's going to be interesting to see whether the reaction that we've seen later in the day today, Friday afternoon as we're recording this for the weekend, carries into next week and beyond. Next Friday's jobs number will have something to say about that. But I've been saying for a while that when you've had this ever-narrowing trading range for the markets, you're very likely sooner rather than later to get a big break one direction or the other by definition. We already saw that break to the downside for the gold price this week. We just saw it today to the upside for bond yields. So the odd couple, which has been one of the great investment stories of the year, both now have suffered some technical damage as we end this week. It'll be interesting to see if they drag the overall stock market with them when we get into next week and end of September.
Chris, it's also noteworthy to see the moves in the U.S. dollar on the index over a full point swing today. One comment that I do want you to address was from Yellen's speech, where she was talking about the potential need to add new tools to the Fed's toolkit to combat the next recession, understanding that interest rates are so low that they are going to have any trouble manipulating those when another recession hits. But then also, she mentioned that they may wish to explore the possibility of purchasing a broader range of assets. What do you take this all to mean?
Number one, this was the purpose of her speech to begin with, so that's what people should have kept their eye on, not what she's going to say or not say about how soon they change policy as far as interest rates in the near term, which, again, all of that talk has become utterly meaningless. But it's interesting that she said that. I'm not surprised at all. Ask yourself, what are all the rest of the central banks doing? You can only go so far. When you're the central bank and you're monetizing sovereign paper, then you start monetizing the highest credits among corporate bonds. Then you go down the food chain. Pretty soon, if you've got a gambling chip from your buddy that you play poker with on Monday night, and he wrote an IOU, but he can't come up with the money, pretty soon you'll be able to take that to the Fed, and they'll monetize that too. So that's the direction they're going to go, obviously. And let's not forget, one of the reasons why the Fed has said that they want to try sooner rather than later to normalize interest rates and raise the federal funds rate a few times is so they have something to cut later on. And they're not going to have a whole lot to cut. If you go back to the 1980s, and you look at the typical recession, the average reduction in a federal funds rate by the Fed for the average recession going back, I think it's about a generation that I read, is 550 basis points or 5.5%. They don't even have a 0.5% hardly to cut right now except at the top end. So clearly they're not going to get any juice from that. And so naturally they're going to have to look at other tricks and other financial alchemy, which will inevitably include more quantitative easing, and not only buying government paper, but they'll have to do what the Bank of Japan has been doing for quite a while, what the European Central Bank and the Bank of England have started to do more recently. They'll be doing exactly the same thing. They'll start buying corporate paper, student debt, mortgage debt, gambling chips, busted lottery tickets that you didn't win on, whatever you throw at them.
Well, I got to tell you, Chris, what I find to be very interesting here, and it's actually kind of frightening to me, and that is that our whole economic system right now, and let me define what I mean by that, the actions of the Federal Reserve Bank, the actions of the big money players, the J.P. Morgans of the world, the actions of the bank are all being turned upside down, as we have been discussing for probably the past 5 years. What do I mean by that? Here's what I mean by that. There is no real clear-cut roadmap to how to get us out of this mess that we're in. I mean, so Mrs. Yellen comes out and as a spokesperson for the Federal Reserve Bank, says nothing. They go to Jackson Hole, they have a great time, they have a great meeting, et cetera, but nothing definitive at all right now is happening. Yeah, we may change our asset classes. What the hell they could do? They could buy repossessed houses. I mean, we don't have a plan in place as we have had in the past. And what I find to be even more interesting about that, and I don't necessarily want to just focus on this one thing that I'm about to say, but what I find interesting is this whole thing started to go to hell in a handbasket when Nixon took us off the gold standard, purely and simply. Any comments?
Well, that's where the modern day overdrive came for fiat currencies. I mean, truly, for most people, there was no gold standard even before 1971 for the average person. If you were an American citizen, you couldn't turn your Federal Reserve notes in and get gold for them. The last vestiges of the old gold standard had to do with foreign claims on U.S. debt. But yeah, you're right. Since 1971, we have seen, and it started with the U.S. Everybody else caught up sooner or later. Every major central bank on the planet is doing the same thing. You've got a fiat currency backed by nothing that, you know, you hope that you don't destroy it faster than your neighbor does. And that's the world in which we live.
Well, unfortunately, it seems like, as Byron King said earlier on our recordings on Friday, that the Fed is backed in the corner. And right now, they are saying that they're data dependent, but quite frankly, the data that they are depending on, they have little control over. You could even argue they have zero control over. They have not been able to stabilize the economy in any sense, especially when you look at, let's say, inflation rates. So, again, the Fed continues to talk these markets around, and seeing Friday the movements that we saw were interesting. And, again, it is going to depend on the follow through. Will we start to experience some volatility? Will we see a breakdown in the markets starting next week? I'm not sure, but there definitely was some more traders hitting the sell button than we have seen earlier this week.
No definitive action happened in either the precious metals market or the conventional markets. Conventionals up 100, down 100. Gold up and then down. And towards the end of the day, as we recorded this, gold had again fallen back down. Chris, always a pleasure. Thank you, man.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.